Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Ladies and gentlemen, the advent of Lord Krishna. Posing themselves as the royal order, they ravaged, exploited, and tortured the earth. Greatly oppressed and aggrieved, Mother Earth personified, desperately petitioned Lord Brahma and the demigods for assistance.
Mother Earth, please do not cry. The burden of the earth will soon be relieved. Mother Earth, please do not cry. For I am to advent to protect my devotees. I give you my promise. Do not be aggrieved.
I have advised my ministers that no expense should be spared in order that people shall speak of your wedding for many generations to come. Devaki, today you look most beautiful. 1,000 maidservants stand on hand, ready to assist your every need.
Dearest brother, I do not deserve this kindness you are showing to me.
Do you not know that you are very dear to me? Devaki, do not be surprised by these lavish arrangements.
Come, sir. I must tell you that I am truly astonished at the fine arrangements in this magnificent wedding procession.
Vasudev, my noble friend, please hear from me the arrangements I have made for my sister's dowry. There will be 400 elephants decorated with gold, 10,000 horses, 1,800 chariots, and 1,000 beautiful young maidservants fully decorated with golden ornaments.
I am lost for words.
Vasudev, furthermore, I have decided that during the wedding procession, I shall personally draw the reins of your chariot.
No. It is not befitting that your highness perform such a lowly service.
No. I have already decided by my own sweet will. My mind is as fixed as the northern star on the horizon.
Very well. So be it.
Come, let us proceed. Let the wedding procession begin.
Supreme Lord Vishnu will appear as the eighth male child of your sister to fulfill this prophecy.
Renowned king of the Bhoja dynasty. People praise you as the greatest warrior. Why are you overcome by fear and anger? You are about to kill your own sister at this auspicious time of her wedding? A person such as yourself afraid of death? You are intelligent. You know that death is already born along with your birth. Why suddenly are you so disturbed? Do you not care for your high reputation? The danger is from her sons. Not from Devaki! Do not kill her unnecessarily! You are safe for the present!
But what about her sons?
I promise! If there are any children born of her, then I shall present them to you for any necessary action.
Vasudev, you have pacified my mind for the time being. But I will not forget your word of honor. Let the procession continue.
Thank you.
husband. How can you ask me to part with my firstborn, knowing full well that Kamsa will kill this innocent child?
Devaki, my dearest, we both know that I have given my word of honor. I cannot break it under any circumstances, even if it means losing my beloved child.
No! No! Do we really have to do this just for the sake of reputation? Are you more attached to your honor than to your child?
Devaki, it is beyond my control. I am bound by the will of Providence. Now please, please, give me the child.
Vasudev. Welcome. I am surprised to see you. But I am glad that you have kept your word of honor.
Here is the child, as I promised. Now you may act according to your desire.
I am very pleased with you for bringing me your son, Vasudev. I have considered the situation very carefully, and I have decided that you may keep the child.
Keep the child? I can keep the child?
Yes, I'm not in danger from this infant. It is your eighth child that I await, and I shall kill him before the prophecy can be fulfilled. You may return to your palace, Vasudev.
Here is your child, Devaki.
Oh. Oh. My child. Dear Lord Narayan, thank you for favoring us. You are so kind. You are so merciful.
My lord, are you not well?
What do you want?
My lord, I've come to report. We have now officially formed alliances with King Jarasandha, Banasura, Pralambasura, and Dainakasura. All the kings of the earth are now under your subjugation. You are now the most powerful king in all the world!
No! I'm not.
What do you mean?
Do you forget my father, Ugrasena? How long must I endure his control?
My lord, the entire armies are behind you. Just give us your word and we will smash and destroy it.
No, wait. Wait. Soon, but not yet. These people will know what it means to have a real king. My name, Kamsa, will strike terror in their hearts if they disobey my will.
Oh.
Ah, Narada Muni. Welcome. What brings you here?
My dear Kamsa, am I correct in saying that you have spared the life of the firstborn of Vasudev and Devaki?
Yes. What you have heard is correct.
I'm quite astonished by your compassion. I have just returned from the heavenly planets, and there is great jubilation about the advent of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, who will come to kill you.
Hmm?
Kamsa, in your last birth, you were named Kalanemi. Lord Vishnu killed you. Now he will incarnate again for that same purpose.
Oh.
Although the prophecy was that the eighth child will kill you, Lord Vishnu could disguise himself as any of Vasudev's sons.
Yes.
Many, many demigods are taking birth in the Yadu dynasty to assist the Lord in fulfilling the prophecy. Do not take any chances.
The demigods think they can get the better of me, do they? I shall finish their foolish plans. I'll take no more chances. I will kill every child of Vasudev and Devaki. I shall destroy Vishnu! And as for the Yadu dynasty, I have already brought them under my control. What chance do they have of usurping my throne? Guards! Bring Vasudev and Devaki here at once!
Kamsa? What is the purpose of this intrusion?
Quiet! No one questions my actions. I do as I please. Arrest this man. Shackle him in chains.
What are you doing?
Devaki.
Stop this!
Give me that child now.
My brother! No! No!
You are no! holding my death in your arms.
No!
Now give me that child!
No!
Very well.
No! No!
Have it your
no!
own way.
Please.
Come, sir!
No!
Come, sir!
Keep him quiet! I want them watched, guarded, constantly, every moment. I must be notified whenever a child is born of them. Do you understand? Take them away.
Kamsa! Kamsa! Stop this insanity immediately! Have you gone completely mad? How dare you imprison Devaki and Vasudev?
My dear father! It is no longer any of your concern!
Do you really expect the Emperor of the world to stand?
Former Emperor!
Father, you snake! This time, you've gone too far!
You have no power over me!
Guards! Arrest my son! Guards! Why do you hesitate? Obey your king! Obey your king!
Yes. Obey your king. I am the king.
more will he kill. 7 of my poor, helpless children murdered. Murdered!
Have faith, Devaki. We are all in the hands of the Supreme Lord.
Yes, of course, but I fear that none of our children will ever survive. My brother is so merciless.
Please, please, rest now, rest. My dear Lord Vishnu, we are always your fully surrendered servants, at all times and in any condition of life. Devaki! Devaki!
Oh, my dear husband! You appear as brilliant as the glowing sun, whose rays dissipate the darkness of night.
Devaki, the Supreme Lord entered my mind and heart, and has now entered your womb.
It must be true, because my heart is filled with such incredible feelings of joy. The Lord is so kind. But cruel Kamsa will kill this child as before.
We've no need to worry, Devaki. Everything will now be perfect. Soon, very soon, our dearmost Lord Vishnu will make his divine appearance.
Sister's beauty seems to have increased so much. Minister!
Yes, my lord?
Have you noticed? Have you noticed my sister? She has never looked so exquisitely beautiful. I suspect that Vishnu has now entered her womb.
Yes! Yes! How else could she look so radiant, so effulgent?
Lord Vishnu has now come to kill me!
What is to be my fate?
Vishnu has come to execute the mission of the demigods. Oh, my minister. What is to be done with Devaki?
Kill her! Kill her at once! Do not hesitate while you have the opportunity!
Kill her? Kill her! But if I kill her, will it change my destiny?
Do not be despondent. Act quickly while the chance of destroying Vishnu is in your hands.
But if I kill Devaki now, Vishnu will only enforce his supreme will more vehemently.
To kill Devaki would be the most abominable act.
It would ruin my reputation completely. Besides, she is a woman. She is under my shelter, and she is pregnant!
My lord! Your considerations are trivial compared with what you have to lose! You need to act immediately with strength and determination.
Enough!
Enough. Leave me.
The cruel death of my life will be born.
entertainment for His Majesty. Your Majesty, some refreshments. Something troubles you, my lord? Do the dancers not please you? More wine, perhaps? Your Majesty, you are in no danger from Devaki.
Enough of this! Enough!
All of you, leave me alone.
Clear the court.
Clear the court! His Majesty wishes to rest.
Maybe I should eat something.
Maybe it's poisoned. My mind.
My mind is so disturbed. Sleep. Yes, I'll sleep.
I shall destroy Vishnu!
Lord Vishnu, kill him!
You are holding my death in your arms! Now give me that child!
Lord Vishnu will defend.
Vishnu! Vishnu! Wherever I go, I only see the form of Vishnu with his disc weapon in his hand. He's even in my dreams. I can't get him out of my head.
At the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord, there was an atmosphere of peace and prosperity everywhere. Auspicious stars were visible in the sky. In all the towns, villages, and pasturing grounds, there were signs of good fortune. The rivers flowed with crystal clear water, and the lakes were beautifully decorated with lotus flowers. The forests were full of birds and dancing peacocks, and they began to sing with sweet voices. Meanwhile, in the prison house of Kamsa,
O Almighty Lord, now I understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have appeared in this form so that we could perceive you with our eyes. You have appeared for the protection of your devotees and to kill Kamsa and his followers.
My dear Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the original form of all incarnations, like Lord Ram, Lord Narsingha, and Lord Varaha. My Lord, I request you, please, save us from the cruel hands of Kamsa. My wicked brother may not know that you have already appeared. Therefore, I ask you to conceal this forearm form from him, for your own safety.
My dear Vasudev and Devaki, I have appeared just to satisfy your desire. I am very pleased with your devotional service unto me. I know that you are concerned for my safety. Therefore, please take me to Gokula, where a daughter has just been born to Mother Yashoda. Exchange me with that child and return here with her. My devotees, do not be afraid.
Just look at this amazing child. He is so beautiful, with curly hair around his lotus face, and fully decorated. No ordinary child could ever appear like this. How wonderful it is that the original Vishnu has now appeared as our son. My only misfortune is that I cannot celebrate his appearance while kept in the prison house of Kamsa.
Oh, husband, see! He bears the mark of Srivatsa and wears the resplendent necklace of the Kastuba Mani. And he is dressed in splendid yellow silken garments.
Devaki, how wonderfully he smiles.
Look! My chains have fallen off! Quickly, give me the child. I must take him to Gokula. This is truly amazing. The guards are fast asleep. And the doors are wide open.
My dear husband, please take care for the safety of the Lord.
Death of my life is born. Come, let us deal with this Vishnu once and for all.
My brother, please, do not kill this baby girl. I promise that this child will be the wife of your son. I beg you, do not kill her.
I must kill this child.
The prophecy! The prophecy! prophecy was that you would be killed by a male child, not a female child.
Female child? How can this be?
Yes, she's a girl. You have killed so many of my children. Please, brother, please, spare this child. I beg you, I beg you.
Enough of your madness. Play the key. Give me that child.
No.
Now.
No. No.
The child.
No.
Give me the child. Play the key.
In this world, don't be so cruel to your poor sister, Kanta!
What have I done? What have I done? My poor sister, Devaki. My brother-in-law, Vasudev. Forgive me. I did not know what I was doing. It was because of the prophecy that I have acted in this way, and I've killed my own nephews. My dear sister, you are a gentle soul. Do not grieve in this way. Please.
Do not lament. You have been misguided by the material conception of life. In illusion, you have acted in this way, forgetting our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. We are all helplessly strapped to the wheel of repeated birth and death. The Supreme Lord Vishnu is our only shelter and protector. Please, Kamsa, surrender to his lotus feet.